101X, Jason, Dick, and friends with Sherwood Forest Fair tickets coming up in just a little bit. There's not going to be a Nick That Tune today. We're going to have to play Smarter Than Jason again because I don't have the fortitude to assemble a game.
Makes me sad. I thought that would bring you joy in these trying times. Coming up with some fun clues.
I do enjoy doing that, but right now, nothing is fun. Nothing is fun.
Well, I'm proud of you for being here, buddy.
Dude, this is the longest I've been out of the house since, I guess, Friday, Saturday. What are days anymore? And it's good to be here. I feel very crazy.
Yeah, you said you're feeling all the emotions. I mean, it's anxiety.
Yeah.
What did your therapist say when you talked to her last week?
Told me that I had anxiety things and that I should I should talk to people about my stuff.
Well, good. And, that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to be the bad dude.
Yeah.
All right. And it is. It's weird to have so many people do nice. Checking on me. So many of my friends who have reached out.
I try to do as little as possible because I know it bothers.
It really was helpful. And Nick came to my house and saw me tripping. It's just been really nice to have everybody, check in on you. Many, many good friends that I have, even some enemies.
Yeah.
Even some people I would consider enemies who reached out to me over the weekend. So I appreciate it. I don't want to bog everybody down talking about terrible things.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about, because you said that exercise has helped you out. Like, that's been the thing that you go to.
Yeah.
But your problem is that it happens at like 11 o'clock at night, which we know is not good.
I went on a midnight jog a couple of nights ago just because I was waking up and couldn't get to sleep. And so,
which, I mean, that's been one of the things, one of the good things of the pandemic is I've even been getting back into exercising more. I mean, I'm not going to jog. What are you talking about? Come on, get up. I feel it like it and it does, it releases the endorphins or the dopamine or whatever, and that's fine. I want to find other avenues for you, not just your jogging. Like what can Jason do? I want to crowdsource this with listeners. What should Jason pick up so it's not just running all the time? And I talked to your mom and she was suggesting an exercise bike, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say weights, but I don't see you as a big weight guy. Lifting,
a little bit of lifting.
But like with those pink weights when you jog, that seems your level, not like an actual, slinging some 45s on there.
How dare you?
But here's what I think you should do. Get you a heavy bag, put it in the garage, and just punch the demons out. Maybe get one of those like speed bags.
Speed bag?
Yeah, learn how to do that.
I feel like I would just be frustrated by that.
And also just put up a camera because I just want to see you shirtless and some shorts just throwing punches, just laying into this thing in the garage.
I don't know that that would make me. I don't know that that would make me feel better.
It would make me feel better.
I can see
it would make me feel better.
Just thinking of it, obviously, it seems like.
Just feel better vicariously through me.
All right, I'll do my best. Thanks. Maybe. I'll try.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and friends. At Flappernapple, tweets at Jason, Dick, AF, says, dude, it sounds lame, but when I had tons of anxiety, writing in a journal or writing songs really helped. Get to it, man. I'm not going to write in a journal, but...
you should definitely bust out the guitar.
Yeah, see,
I mean... How many ALP songs have you recorded for Guacamole Pants, your upcoming album?
How many what's that?
How many songs have you done?
Oh, album? No, we haven't recorded any of them. And Guacamole Pants is one song. That's not an album. Okay?
What's the album?
To be determined. To be
determined or just TBD?
Yeah. To be never released, very likely. but no, I have been noodling on it, and it helps a little bit. I have interesting music ideas sometimes, so.
Well, good.
Yeah. That's not... Let's stop talking about things that are not fun. Let's talk about fun things, like Target, right?
Yes. So as I explained earlier, you and I are both vaccinated. We officially have done the 2 weeks after our second shot, so yeah. We are good. CDC, I think it was, says that 99.99% of people don't get COVID. You beat it, so I'm starting to get back out there. And I went to, this weekend, I went to Academy and Target, because like Academy has just somehow become the store that I get all my clothes from. I don't know why, but I needed...
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. It started with just one pair of joggers, and now I'm all up about it. But I need to get new ankle weights, because that's my thing. It's like, I'm not going to jog, because I have bad lungs and knees, and I'm fat, and I don't want to be the fat jogging guy on the street that everybody sits there and just claps. It's like, good for him, he's getting out, yay! So I go the other way.
No.
You're skinny. You're fine.
Okay.
You're the success of that guy. You're the success story. But right. I got a weighted vest from a listener. It's 20 pounds, and then I got some ankle weights that were 5 pounds each ankle. And I'm just trying to pack on and do it that way. Put on some extra things. I'll go down to Lake Mueller, walk around there, do some nice. Calf raises, they're effectively box jumps, but I do it on the steps by the lake. So,
right.
Yeah, all that stuff. And I finally managed to somehow wear a hole where one of the weights fell out. So I had to go get some new ankle weights. And Target was okay. I didn't make too many extra... Academy was okay, because that's where I went to those. I bought some gloves, some lifting gloves, just for one of the occasional times that I go lift. I had a good pair of gloves. Felt that was integral.
Right.
I bought this one of those little jogger... It's like a fanny pack, but it's like smaller and it stretches for holding like your keys and your credit card and stuff.
Yeah.
Hot pink, of course. Got a peacock when I'm out jogging.
Good luck for you, for sure.
Goes well with my pineapple bucket hat that I wear. Now, I've told people too much. They can recognize me running around. But then I went to Target because I needed a charging cable for my Switch controller. I have like a Switch Pro. It plugs into the back because I got... an old Wolfenstein thing. It's a first-person shooter. I want to be able to play on the TV, but I need the controller for that. And I walked out with $300 worth of stuff.
What, how much is a charger?
Not $300. It's probably... the one that I got was just... It's a USB-C cable, so it was like $15.
So these are just additional purchases?
But yeah, it was my first time being in the Target, I think. I last time I was there was when the PS5s first came out, and I was like, oh, I'll just walk in and get a PlayStation 5.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah, so I ended up getting... I just saw a fun little sweater hoodie thing that I got that I liked.
Okay.
Wore that out to the bar on Saturday night as well. It was fun. But I got some new pillows. I've always had problems with good pillows. And it's probably because I cheap out and buy like the $5 ones.
Right.
They go flat. So I was like, I'm going to spend and get some extra, some fancy pillows. They're $25 each. They're down alternative, big and puffy. Hopefully they stay forever, you know, comfy. I got some new sheets. Just figure some new pillows, get some new sheets.
You just impulse purchase new sheets?
I have a rotation of two pairs of sheets that I do, but I wanted to add another one in there. And so, yeah, I got some sheets. Picked up some fungus cream, because apparently I've got fungus on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Fungus on your chest, huh?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What else? There was something else that I got.
See, but this is how...
And then I just picked up a box of condoms. Is like just, I'm rarely out, and I was just like, I'll just pick up some condoms, and maybe that'll like, you know, it's like when you get like an incentive shirt to help you work out and lose some weight.
Right.
Maybe
you just
have these. I'll hook up with somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. So
good. Mm-hmm. I assume you have a basket, right?
Yeah.
You're pushing a cart around.
Well,
see, that's the trick. If you're going in for two things, don't get a basket, because then. You're limited by the amount of things that you can carry.
Well, I started out just trying to carry all this stuff, and then I ended up having to be like, okay, we have to accept the reality that when I'm just walking around with two big-ass pillows, a bag of sheets, and all this other stuff, and just, you know, of course, the big box of condoms. I had to go back and get the basket and then finish my shopping. But here's the thing. Because, so I ended up spending, you know, basically probably just a lot of money this week. I got a call Sunday from my credit card because they're like, hey, we need you to clear these suspicious purchases of just any purchases that you made. And so I had to call them and do the annoying thing where they confirm that, yes, I did this, yes, I did this, yes,
right,
I did this.
Right.
And I was like, oh, for sure, this is because I just spent $300 at Target. No, it was an Uber ride home from the bar that we went to on Saturday night. And then it was breakfast at Kirby Lane that I ordered. Like, check that, check that.
Okay.
Didn't mention the Target at all. So I don't know if my card has, like, if they have good fraud prevention, bad fraud prevention. Like ask me about out of the ordinary purchase, not the Kirby Lane thing that I do all the time.
But you probably
triggered it with that, I'm sure. But just the fact that they didn't ask,
do you go to Target all the time?
I go to Target. That's my go-to, but I just haven't been out to buy anything.
My girl's got a real Target problem, if you ask me. I feel like she's just making up reasons to go twice a week.
Well, it's because it's nicer than Walmart. Everybody knows that.
Same place as Walmart.
No.
Right?
No.
I know. You guys will never buy into that. Same place.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
What up, X? Jason, Dick, and Friends with Sherwood Forest Fair tickets coming up in just a moment. Julio from SA tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, box of condoms, huh? Someone's got that big D energy lately. And Zach from New Braunfels asks, Nick, are you going to try the Frank from Always Sunny method? Walk around with your box of condoms and a wad of $100 bills and just see what happens?
Well, I'm definitely not going to go the dentist route and rent a boat just for the implication. a huge part of actually buying the condoms was just the fact that I was not at my local Target.
Oh.
I went to a road Target, and so like, there's not, even if the cashier sees them, brings them up, and just gives you that look of like,
identify.
I don't have to deal with the shame of coming back down the road and just being like, oh yeah, that's the guy that buys condoms that he's going to totally use. Sure. Okay. Every 8 years, buddy.
I'm trying to think. I might have never bought condoms in my entire life.
That sounds right. You used to always get the hookup from Planned Parenthood.
Well, right. That was always the thing, was that they would come in on National Condom Awareness Day or whatever it was, and just leave so many here that I couldn't go through them fast enough.
Well, when I got home, I was saddened to find out that I already did have condoms. So now I've got double condoms. Yeah, I hide them in a little tin thing in my bookshelf.
Yeah, it'll expire.
Yeah, I know.
So you're on the clock here, buddy.
I think I still have like two more years for the ones that I've already got. So if you need condoms, let me know. I got them.
Okay.
That's where we'll give you.
He's got condoms. I got tortillas. What else do you need in life?
Between the two of us, we got it made, man. I also picked up some polarizing sunglasses. I think they're polarizing. I'm not quite sure. They just were like the kind that makes everything look yellowish.
Right, right.
But when I look at my phone, it's all rainbow colors on the screen, so I think that means they're polarized.
Yeah. Sounds like what you got.
Yeah, I like them.
What? I don't even know you anymore. I take 2 days off to go lose my mind, now you're buying polarized sunglasses, spending $300 at Target.
I will say,
what kind of world is this?
They cost $20, and I was like, I could easily just steal these, right? I just put them on my head, walk away.
Just remembered that I stole sushi from HEB last week. the same trip where a listener recognized me and said, hey, you're Nick, right? And I was like, no. Because, I just had two of the, whatever sushi things. Yeah. And I booped and then checked out and didn't even realize until afterwards that I was at the self-checkout and I got out without paying for one of them. And I was like, did I just steal sushi?
Well, thanks for ruining my good name.
Do I go back? Do I say...
Everybody thinks Nick from A sushi thief. Thanks.
Do I go back in there and be like, hey, sorry, I...
My mom said that I had to pay for this.
Yeah. What was up with that move? Because I remember doing that one time when I was a kid, getting busted for stealing something. And my mom takes me back to the store, makes me go in and tell them. I'm like, don't call them. What if they call the cops?
Well, see, that was back in the day when you could do that kind of thing. Now, they'll prosecute.
Yeah. You just now I'm worried. Can I go back to that HEB? Is my picture going to be up as a known sushi thief?
You'll be fine, I think. Just don't say anything.
Go. We have Sherwood Forest Fair tickets. It's happening now through May 23rd. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Going to play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Jason? Beat me, and you're going to be on your way to Sherwood Forest Fair. 512-835-1015. Good luck on the phone.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X. Sherwood Forest Fair is happening weekends through May 23rd. We have tickets to give away with another edition of...
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Nick, that tune, we'll be back, but we're not doing it today because I'm just living in misery land for a little while. That's fine. Are you doing something different, man? Because then
just screwing up, Ricky,
our contestant. Hi, Ricky.
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's interesting. I'm going to the hall, Ricky. Good luck, dude.
All right, Ricky, you know how this works, but for those of us who don't, I'm going to give you your choice of three trivia topics. You're going to answer three questions from said topic, and if you can defeat the reeling Jason Dick, you're going to win those Sherwood Forest Fairs. And your choices are elephant trivia, literature trivia, or U.S. capital cities in relation to Mexico. Your choice.
Ooh. Let's go with elephant trivia.
Ah, Ricky, you're reading my mind. Good man. Number one, what is a male elephant called? Hint, it's the name of another animal. What is a male elephant called? It's not Steve, not Dave, but another animal name.
I'm just going to go Swinging Dick.
No. Bull. Bull elephant is what we're looking for there. Number two, what well-known Hindu god has the head of an elephant? What well-known Hindu god has the head of an elephant?
I do know this. It's I'm not gonna insult my Indian friends by trying to pronounce it, so I'm just gonna have to pass on that.
Okay. Ganesh is who we're looking for.
Yes,
Ganesh.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. I would have butchered it.
Yeah. And number three, what monster from Greek mythology is thought to have been inspired by elephant skulls because their nasal cavity looks like one giant eye socket? What monster?
Cyclops.
There you go, Ricky. Hold on a second. We're going to get Jason Dick back in here from the hallway where hopefully everything is smooth and zen. Not just
let me do a radio show.
Smooth and zen.
Smooth and zen. That's how my skin is now, thanks to my juice cleanse from squeeze.com. How do you spend your mornings in the shower?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Don't ask me today. It was not a fun one.
Yeah, that's I don't do that either. Let's see. Perfectly. See, here we go. Who's screwing up the radio show now? It's me.
What happened?
No, we're good. Ricky chose elephant trivia.
Okay.
And he only got one correct.
All right.
Let's see.
Elephant trivia.
Yeah.
Huh?
Number one, what is a male elephant called? Hint, it's the name of another animal.
A male elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's not Steve. It's not Dan. It's definitely not what Ricky guessed.
What is a male animal?
Mm-hmm.
All right, brains plus science. I feel bull is... That is my answer.
I feel
bull.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Bull elephant, cow elephant.
So a cow elephant is a female?
I think so, yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. Number two, what well-known Hindu god has the head of an elephant?
Has the head of an elephant?
Yes.
Now I'm afraid to say something offensive.
Ricky just opted out. He just passed.
Didn't.
Yeah.
famous Hindu god?
Hindu god has the head of an elephant.
Hmm.
Okay. Easy if you're a Simpsons fan.
I'll go for it. Is it Allah?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not. Ganesh. Ganesh is the Hindu elephant.
Okay.
Yeah. Just moving on. That's fine.
All right.
Number three for the win. What monster from Greek mythology is thought to have been inspired by elephant skulls because their nasal cavity looks like one giant eye socket?
Give me that whole thing again.
What monster from Greek mythology is thought to have been inspired by elephant skulls because their nasal cavity looks like one giant eye socket? So monster, Greek mythology, one giant eye.
Okay. I only know... Mm-hmm. I only know one Greek monster.
Now there's a,
is it a monster?
GD monster.
Yeah.
Watch out for those.
Okay. Damn it, I don't want to have to do a tiebreaker. My answer is Medusa.
No. That's snakes, man.
Yeah.
Cyclops. The Cyclops.
That's a Greek mythology thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sure.
I forget, it was one of the Theseus or Perseus or somebody was trapped on an island. They hid under the sheeps.
All right. In the case of a tie, as we have here, Ricky, Nick is going to ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. You think of your answer. I'm going to write mine down. Nick?
Elephants have the longest gestation period of any animal, other than Jason Dick, spending how many months in the womb?
Why am I involved?
Because you're a large animal as well. Just taking digs. Elephants have the longest gestation period of any animal, spending how many months in the womb?
Ricky, what do you think, man? How many months?
Well, first of all, Jason, I just want to say, man, my heart goes out to you. I'm actually living here in California and still listen to the show every day. I'm just calling in to say that I love you, and the fact that you're going through some troubles breaks my heart.
Dude, you're too kind. Thank you very much, man.
Well, all that being said, I'm going to go 27 months.
27 months. I have 24.
It's 22.
22.
It's still a long-ass time.
Take that, Ricky. That was very nice of you. We're going to hook up a prize for you anyway. We did it, guys. Did we do it?
We did it.
Did something.
Yeah.
did something.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.